Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did she imagine the whole thing? Was there something there? Or was she being followed?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
You know how much we love ghost stories around here, so if you have one, we would love for you to share it with us. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Don't forget, if you want to be a premium subscriber, you could do that. No commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive. It's a big archive, too. You can sign up today through Apple Podcasts, try it for 3 days free, or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon. How's it going today?
Well, it's going really well. How are things in the big Wichita town?
It's so big. It is so
big. It's a lot bigger than where I am.
It's good. It's a beautiful day. Like, so as we're recording this, it's like 7:30 at night, and I have my windows open in here.
Oh, it's so nice.
If a motorcycle or something drives by, I apologize, but it's really nice.
Or so, a nemesis dog comes up.
That's what's going to happen, is that I've got a neighbor, two neighbors, actually. One's enemy number one, one's enemy number two.
And they're dogs, not the neighbors.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's not between me and the neighbors. Thank you for that clarification. This is between our dogs. I don't know what they've done to each other, but Benji has two enemies, and one of them's the serious enemy.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, so what is going on with
the ghost story?
Yeah, because it was very vague.
It's very vague.
Okay.
Let me tell you about the story. So
yes,
it says, it's Karen from Chicago. Let's see, it says, I've called in and written a couple of times, such as the one time I wrote in talking about my porcelain doll having the spirit of a little girl.
Oh,
but I wanted to share yet another story with you. This happened to me at my current apartment. The first incident occurred during spring break. My roommate went down to Texas to visit her family, so I had the place to myself. I fell asleep one night on the couch while watching something on Hulu. I then started having a dream in which I saw myself sleeping on the couch but standing right in front of me. Also watching me sleep was a young girl. Oh, wait, there's a weird semicolon in there. So I think I saw myself sleeping on the couch but standing right in front of me. I also watching me sleep was a young girl.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Weird. She looked young, perhaps in her early teens. She was just there watching me sleep. I then saw her reach out to me, and as soon as her hand touched my arm, I woke up from a sudden jolt, like the ones you feel when you dream you're falling. I was terrified and very cold. I quickly turned the TV back on and started watching something that would distract me. The second incident occurred just last week. My roommate and I were going to wake up prior to 8 a.m. on a Saturday morning because we had an apartment viewing scheduled, so I set my alarm to wake me up around 6:45. I heard my alarm clock, which was on a dresser, so I got up, hit the snooze button, and went back to bed. I then remember dreaming that I went to the living room and saw my roommate lying on the couch. I asked what she was doing, and she said she couldn't sleep, so she was watching TV. I shrugged and went back to bed. This is all in my dream. Flash forward some minutes later, and I heard someone call out, Karen! So I woke up thinking I'd overslept, and it was my roommate waking me up. I got up, walked over to her room, but she was sound asleep. I brushed it off and took a shower. Later, she told me that she heard my alarm go off at 6:45, so she woke up. She looked up and saw me walking from the living room back into my bedroom. Mind you, I never actually did go into the living room at the time. I'm not sure what exactly happened, but I have a feeling that whomever it was that she saw and called out my name is somehow connected to the girl I saw in my dream reaching out to me. Now, a brief history of the building. Our landlord told my roommate that when he bought this building, it had originally belonged to an old man. This man told him that this building used to be some type of temporary boarding house. Many of the immigrants, predominantly from Czechoslovakia, of the early 20th century were settling into what is now Pilsen. I'm not even familiar with that. Some would come to this building to stay while they found a more permanent home. Our landlord says that when he first bought the building, the second floor was filled with single rooms complete with what appeared to be a bathroom. He decided to tear down all the walls and create the three apartments that are here today, mine being one of them. So who knows who came and went, and maybe who never left. I would love to hear your thoughts on what you think. Did I imagine the whole thing? Is there something here? Am I being followed? I will be moving soon to a new apartment in a house built in the late 1800s, so I will keep you posted if I happen to experience anything there. If not, which would be a first, I still will write in and let you know about a woman who scared the crap out of my dad when he was younger, appearing and following him around my aunt's house.
Ooh.
Blessings, Karen. It's interesting because it's like the dream thing's kind of weird, because when she said fell asleep on the couch watching something on Hulu, I thought, sometimes how what you're watching on TV kind of interacts with your dream. So
right,
that's what I thought that was going to be. But then when she woke up, the TV was off. So it must, like, mine shuts off after a certain amount of time. So it wasn't necessarily
that. I've had those spurts of dreams where something happens and, like, I know exactly what she's talking about, that, when the girl reached over and touched her, then she woke up and, her heart's just pounding and, you know something was really wrong there. And it's like you wake yourself up at that moment because you don't want to go there, you don't want to have that happen. So I kind of get that, what she's talking about, that I've had those sorts of dreams.
But do you think it could be the girl, like, with all of it, the Karen and somebody walking around?
She said, okay, so the roommate saw her walk.
Yeah, so she heard someone call her name, but she didn't go into the living room. The roommate saw her.
Did the roommate see her, or did the roommate see what she thought was her, but maybe
she
was
said
this girl?
She looked up and saw me walking from the living room back into my bedroom. That's
and this
she
is
saw.
My question. Did she see Karen? Or did she see someone and assume it was Karen?
That we'll never know unless Karen fills us in or the roommate does, because it just says she saw me.
Hmm.
So somebody,
I'm going to go with my plan B, and I think she thought she saw Karen, assumed it was Karen because she saw someone go past. But it was not Karen. It was our ghost of the girl.
Oh, I was going to say, is plan B an intruder or is it a ghost?
No. It's the ghost of the girl.
Okay.
So I think the roommate saw the ghost but assumed it was Karen. Somebody could walk past your door and you'd catch a little glimpse of somebody walking. And who else is it going to be? It's going
to
be Karen.
Has to be,
she has to get up and go for the apartment viewing,
And the building has a very interesting history.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have lived there.
Uh-huh.
So, because it was a temporary boarding house. So there was a lot of people in and out of there.
Right.
I'm curious.
And like she said, and a lot of people that maybe didn't get out of there, died there. So I kind of think that maybe there is something to this, that it's the ghost of a girl. She visited in the dream. In the dream, she saw her standing there and the girl reached to touch her. And then when that happened, she quick woke up. And then in a dream again, where she goes out to the living room, comes back. And I kind of think it's this this ghost is kind of, tapping into the dream state.
And maybe it's something that's been kind of following her around from place to place because, you know, she has had other experiences. So
I that's
don't
true.
Know. I would be curious about this apartment built in the late 1800s because I'm just by the date of that apartment building alone, I just assume it's haunted.
Well, it's Chicago.
Exactly. So we're going to say it is.
Mm-hmm.
That is interesting. And it's so weird when you have a dream and you hear something that wakes you up. Mm-hmm. There's just a difference when you hear someone yell your name outside of your dream. It's different. Like you wake up. What? Yeah. Like if you hear your dog bark or anything else that wakes you up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And she heard her name.
Yeah. That's what I think that there's, I think there's a ghost there. That's
too.
What I think.
Well, let's listen to another story. When I was about 7 years old, my mom moved my bedroom from downstairs to upstairs. We lived in a Cape Cod style house with a peaked roof, so my new bedroom walls were pitched at an angle. She converted my old bedroom to a dining room, but to me, it still looked like my bedroom with a table in the middle.
That's weird.
I remember I didn't want to move upstairs. I was a little scared to be alone up there. I always had trouble sleeping and slept with my stuffed animal dog by my side. One night I woke up and felt something else by my side, like my stuffed animal and something else. I rolled over and through groggy eyes, I saw a girl, a young girl about 3 or 4 years old laying there. She had blonde hair, bangs, white nightgown pajamas, and was staring up at the ceiling. She seemed to be glowing white in translucent color. "Oh," I said, "Kelly must be sleeping over." Kelly was my mom's friend's granddaughter, and sometimes she would come over to play or I would go there with my mom. I rubbed my eyes. Wait a minute. Kelly never slept over, I thought. I would have known. We would have to ask permission. I turned back away from the girl facing my open room toward the other side. My heart was pounding at this point, and my eyes were wide open. Don't turn around. Don't turn around. Okay, turn back around. So I rolled over and faced the young girl again. She was still laying there and looking up. "Kelly," I said, "is that you?" She just laid there. So I lifted my arm and hand and I went to touch her hair and my hand went straight through her head. Then Kelly, or whoever this was, slowly turned her head, inching very closely to face me. And that is when I screamed. And then it's like, "Mom," that goes on forever. There's like 20 M's and 20 O's. I bolted up out of bed and ran downstairs. My mom and older sister were at the kitchen table downstairs, and I frantically told my mom, "I think Kelly is upstairs, but I think she is a ghost, and she is translucent and glowing white, and I put my hand right through the top of her head." My mom was like, "Okay, calm down," and she was convinced I was having a dream. No, I told her. "I was wide awake, and I know what I saw. Come upstairs with me, and I'll show you." They both followed me. I was scared to go into my bedroom. I backed away and they went in first. My mom turned the light on and I could see in. My stuffed animal dog was laying right there where I put her, right where Kelly was, and Kelly was no longer there. "See," my mom said, "now it was just your imagination and it's your stuffed animal." I remember this so, so vividly and to this day, feel it was an apparition, a spirit or a ghost. I can't remember much from my childhood, but that stands out so much. I remember then thinking, "I saw a ghost," and still to this day, I think the same thing. Thank you for your show and letting us tell our stories and vent them out and share them with open-minded listeners. Love your show and the cast and all you do. Louis, or Luis, I'm not sure. That's creepy.
Whoa.
Do you think it was some kind of dream? But like she rolled back over.
I don't think so.
And was rationalizing it. "Oh, it must be Kelly. Kelly's here." Like that's kind of like not sleep state thinking.
It was just too real. it was too realistic that, you know, you flip over and, you know, and you think, okay, I can't turn around. I can't turn around. Do not turn around, whatever you do. And so then you lay there for a little bit and then finally you think, okay, I'm going to have around. To at some point, you know, and then you turn around and look, still there. I thought it was creepy that they were just looking up at the ceiling too. This, you know, being.
Yeah.
Seemed really pretty creepy. And then when it turned to kind of look at them, right?
Yeah, it says.
And they put their hand.
My hand went straight through her head. Then Kelly or whoever it was slowly turned her head, inching very slowly to
there
face
it is.
Me.
Yeah, yeah. I think they saw something. I really do. I think, and like you said, I'm kind of that same way that a lot of times, you know, things are somewhat blurry sometimes from my childhood, but those sorts of experiences are crystal clear to me. You know, when those happened, it was so crystal clear. And that I really think something happened here.
Well,
but it's interesting. There doesn't seem to be any follow-up. Like, you know, I had this room for 10 more years and nothing ever happened.
Yeah, that's what I was going to
say. It happened on a daily basis for 3 months and then it quit, you know, or something.
And I don't think it. I think you could have one-offs here or there, or maybe you
have
activity.
Yeah, I think that's what we're looking at, because it doesn't sound like, from the story, that it happened again. I don't get that feeling.
And I mean, you could say it was a very scary dream, but it was so real.
I don't think it was a dream.
That she ran downstairs to get her mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how terrified she was.
Mm-hmm.
But the creepy thing is then, like, did she have to stay in that bedroom or did she get a go back
down? I know, that's
what
I'm wondering. Like, I
want
to know the follow-up here, you know. Did anything ever happen again? Or I guess maybe not, just the way it kind of ended there, that nothing seemed to more happen. But, boy, that's a pretty intense one for a one-off.
Golly, I don't like that at all.
Ooh.
Man. I'm going to wake up tonight and be, is that Benji? Shit,
oh, I
it's
know.
Kelly.
Man, I can't. Don't turn over. Don't turn over.
Don't let it be Kelly. Let it be Benji, please, yeah. Lord. So if you have a real ghost story, we want to hear it. Call it in anytime. 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Don't forget, if you want to become a premium subscriber, you get no commercials, advance episodes. All of the archive is yours. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts. Also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.